you're doing and what you're trying to do is more necessary today than in the history of this state. I'm not overstating this. In the history of this state, you've got to be engaged. We've got to get this movement expanded, and we've got to get more people in the game. It is crucial. Right? We have been, so I give my wife, she's always got the good ideas. All right, and I give her credit for those good ideas. Coming over here, she said, Don, she said, remind Risk, you know, you are all like the citizen soldiers. All right, we need more. But you're the citizen soldiers that founded this nation. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, historians have written that, you know, if it were up to all of the people that were in this land prior to the revolution, if it were up to the vast majority of those people, there would have been no revolution. There would have been no battle. There would have been no United States of America as it exists today. The point is, it was a small band. If you go back and read your history books, it's a relatively small group who had enough. They're kind of fed up with something called, you know, taxation without representation, with a parent company, in this case, the UK, the Brits, no offense to my British friends, all right, but at the time that were basically abusing, they felt being abused as taxpayers and as colonists, right, and had enough. And they decided to do something about it, all right? That's what we need to do right now. We are hanging in the balance, and I don't want to, you know, you when you say things like that, I know we got the media here and so forth, it sounds like you're really overstating. No, I'm not. I'm not. I've been in this job 6 years, right, battling every single day to do the kinds of things that we know need to be done. Because it's not rocket science. It is not rocket science.